Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this new podcast. Again, I want to share a part of my keynote or one of my keynotes. This one is actually from my presentation that I gave at the President Obama event in Amsterdam about a year and a half ago, but I still love this message, which is about trust, technology companies, and how companies can become trusted gatekeepers. Enjoy this podcast.
So he's going to take us on a roller coaster when it comes to technology. He's a best-selling author. My favorite book of him is The Conversation Manager. It won many awards. Many, it's huge, trust me. And he travels all around the world to explain to companies what these digital trends mean and what the impact will be on the relationship that you have with your customer. So please fasten your seatbelt, because the next 30 minutes are for Steven van Belleghem. Woohoo! That's him.
Where you choose between working together and at the same time fighting back. And the truth is, for most companies, it's not even a choice. You have to do both. But it sometimes feels scary, because you know that if you work together with Amazon and you have an interesting product, that they may start to copy your product. But there may be a big opportunity. I see an interesting point that we're at. If you look at the news of the last few months, there's some change in perception towards some of the big technology companies. We had the Facebook and Cambridge Analytica thing. We had the introduction of GDPR, a lot of discussions. And I think that the challenge for technology companies will be to reshift the focus a little bit. Today, they're really focused on world domination, and that's good. And they're very successful in that. I love the way that they do that. But you feel how that's also changing into becoming trusted gatekeepers, that we will have to trust them. Let's talk about Alexa for a few minutes. I'm sure some of you have it. Some of you have it ready to have it under the Christmas tree. Amazon Echo, the first computer without a keyboard. Amazon's dream is to install this device in all customers' households so that they can talk to the device and that they can, you know, create a bigger lock-in into their system. Now, in my opinion, what Amazon is doing is the exact same thing as what Facebook did 10 years ago. 10 years ago, Facebook introduced the information filter in the world. We all know how this works. Facebook algorithm defines what you see and what you don't see, right? We know how that works. We know the benefits and we know the downsides of it. In a world of trusted gatekeepers, we want to trust Facebook that the information that we have is reliable. They're not there yet, but you feel, if you follow Mark Zuckerberg, how this is their key issue at this moment. Well, Amazon is installing the exact same thing, but it's not an information filter, it's a product filter. If Amazon installs this device in everyone's household and you start to order stuff through this device, they will define which products you see and which products you don't see. And today, people use it to set timers, listen to news, all kind of stuff. But also, buy something on Amazon Prime, 1 out of 3. Which means that, if you know in the US, about 30 to 40% of the households have a smart speaker now. And 1 out of 3 is ordering stuff through voice, which means that about 10 to 15% of the US households are saying, Alexa, I need new toothpaste, and then Alexa brings new toothpaste. It's moving into a new phase of e-commerce. It's going to automated commerce, where you don't push a button anymore. It's a zero-button interface. For the people here that work for the Unilevers, the PepsiCos, the Danones, the Nestlés, this could fundamentally change the way that they will have to go to market. If I need cat food, I can say, Alexa, I need cat food. This is an Echo Show, one with a screen. Then Amazon says, oh, Steven, I would buy this kind of cat food. And maybe, you know, I will ask for a second solution or a second suggestion, and maybe a third one. But not more. It's like with Google. You don't go to the second screen. You trust them that the first screen is the most relevant for you. This is a product filter. Today, I go to the supermarket and I see 500 types of cat food. I don't eat them, but you know they're there. Here, I have a filter that knows me, knows the products, and is like a dating service that is doing a perfect matchmaking. But the consequence is digital shelf space is becoming a lot smaller than physical shelf space. And I like this. This is extremely cool. But it will only work if we trust Amazon that they will bring in the right product. If they are the trusted gatekeeper, then I will trust them. Question is, how do you deal with this? And this could be an opportunity in this battle of becoming, in this evolution of becoming a trusted gatekeeper. I think traditional companies can do a lot of stuff that companies like Amazon cannot, but we will have to combine a few things. I think if you need to be as obsessed with digital and convenience as the Amazons of this world, but we can add a human touch to it, and we can add local experience to that. And if you combine these three, you have a way to fight back, because technology companies, they will not do that. They will be human-like, like the robot Sophia, and that will get better. It will be human-like, and it will be local via data. But this is what most of you can do. You can combine a very strong digital strategy, combine that with human touch and human leverage, and add local expertise to that. If you think, that's great news, I'm good in the human and the local, it will not work if you're really good in digital.